Growing up as a kid, I used to love putting together puzzles. The excitement of placing every unique and individual piece together until the bigger picture was finally created always captivated my attention. As I completed more puzzles, I came to realize that there are many different ways to complete a puzzle, but I always broke it down into three steps: finding the corner pieces, building a frame of edge pieces, and finally assembling the interior pieces. In America, watching the headline news can often be depressing and create an illusion that constantly associates America with negativity in one's mind. Despite how easy it is for these images to fill us with a sense of hopelessness, we must all constantly remind ourselves how great this grand, diverse puzzle of America truly is. When I start my puzzle, I know I always dump out the pieces and immediately look for the corner pieces to sort them off. I know that I can create my larger picture much easier once I have my corner pieces down. Similarly, America's founding fathers started off first by building America's corner piece, the Constitution. Our founding fathers created the Constitution, which laid out the entire American government and built us a strong foundation. The Bill of Rights, or the first 10 amendments, established some of our basic freedoms as Americans. Then over time, more amendments have been added to continue to expand the rights and personal freedoms of all Americans. After I lay down my corner pieces, my next objective is to fill out the puzzle frame of edge pieces. America built its strong foundation with the Constitution, but what truly makes the American democracy special is the complete balance of power between all branches of government. No one person or group has complete jurisdiction over another. The United States has three main systems in place to keep an equal distribution of power: federalism, separation of powers, and checks and balances. Federalism helps state and local governments make their own decisions independent from other states. The objective that separation of powers achieves is that it makes lawmaking a process where three separate but equal branches, the legislative, executive, and judicial, ensure a law is for the benefit of all American citizens. Checks and balances then enables these three different branches to maintain an equal control of power without one group becoming too powerful. Federalism, separation of powers, and checks and balances work together to maintain a fair American democracy. My third step in building the puzzle is often the longest process, but it is by far the most important. I look at this strong frame I've constructed in the pile of pieces left over and begin to assemble the interior of the puzzle. Every piece in this pile needs to be different for this puzzle to work. Just like humans in America, we all have our differences in race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, and belief, but without every unique piece, we are left with essentially nothing. Civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "We may have all come on different ships, but we are all on the same boat now." Despite everyone being different from one another and having differing backgrounds, we all contribute to a single common goal: creating a stronger America for the future. The illustrious history of American citizens is also one of countless resilient people fighting for America. Whether it's colonists and our founding fathers fighting for America's independence, or Americans enrolling in the armed forces at a higher rate than ever before post 9/11, Americans continuously exemplify bravery and integrity. Despite how disheartening it may be at times to watch the headline news events, it is imperative that we constantly remind ourselves of how incredible our American democracy truly is. The Constitution, balance of powers, and people of America, like pieces to a grand and diverse puzzle, all work cohesively to create the fabric of our profound American democracy.